Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, it is the broadcast for, what is it, are the 18th? That's right. It's January the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, with the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast. We reject revolution, but stand for the great peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Ain't that great? We're going to make America great again. But to do that, you got to make America moral again. Welcome to the show. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic.
Serving USA.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Kurt, welcome to the show, sir. We're going to grab Kurt here. Got to see if we can get him so he can celebrate this victory with me. It's a victory for all rock and roll loving Americans, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. You say, why do you just play that, Sam? You never go to tunes straight away. You never skip the recap of the previous show. What are you doing? Well, it's celebration time, ladies and gentlemen. Surfing USA. Why? Well, I don't know if you know about Beach Boy co-founder Brian Wilson, but he got an F. That's right. He got an F on a high school music paper. He wrote a song for music class. More than 50 years later, it turned out to be Surfing USA. And more than 50 years later, they now changed the F to an A. He can laugh and say, I got an F, but I made $1 million. There you have it, Surfing USA, ladies and gentlemen. What an interesting story, and I want to talk a little bit about education in relation to that. Kurt, you finally with me yet, buddy? Or is Kurt still missing in action? All right, we're trying to ask you questions and such, and you're not even in the house, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the details on all this?
Well, I heard you saying about it's a Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson's a co-founder of the Beach Boys, yes, sir.
Yeah, and about Surfing USA, and
yeah,
I guess there's some big story about it.
Yeah,
I
there is.
I didn't know about it.
Yeah, you got to pay attention, my friend. He got an F.
That's right.
On a paper that he wrote in high school.
Yeah, I heard that.
Well, that
and
turned
now
out to be Surfing USA, and now 50 years later they changed it to an A because it made him it made him over $1 million, Kurt.
I bet it made him way over $1 million.
I know, but if you just say it made him $1 million, that's kind of the fun spot, right? I mean, to dig up exactly how much he made, who knows? And by the way, when I just played it, he makes more, right?
Good point.
So, you know, that's the point. I'm just telling you, he got an F and it made him $1 million, and now they're changing the F to an A. I got a question.
Yes.
Why would they change an F to an A?
Well, it's, you know, the new world of education, Sam.
I mean,
he probably contributed a bunch of money to education lately, and then, you know, of course, then they could fix that grade, you know.
Well, fix that grade. I'm just thinking, look, he got an F, and the reason he got an F is because back in the early 60s, there was kind of the rebel movement, right, Kurt?
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like, hey, we're going to remake culture in the hippie era, and this guy's like in California or whatever as a kid, and he writes this thing, and the teacher's like, man, this is just almost bordering on sacrilegious. I mean, come on. You can't be ditching school and going surfing, dude. And so it was kind of an F, not because it wasn't well-written, but because it was almost a reject to the, what, counter-protest, you know, kind of a
counter-culture
thing and protest. And, and so it was rejected then. But are these teachers willing to grade on the quality? I mean, was there quality there? He would say no. It's full of all kinds of punctuation problems and all kinds of, I mean, you might have the lyrics corrected now and it might look fun. I'm just saying when you hear bushy, bushy bon hairdos and stuff like that, you're going, what? Right?
Yeah, good point.
And when you hear, I mean, you read the lyrics and you go, it's kind of goofy. But I don't know that I would ever have given it an F, Kurt. I would say, you know what? So the reason that I'm bringing all this up, because education then and education now and view of what education ought to be is the mass difference in this 50-year spread that I want to highlight and focus on and talk about a little bit today. Look, was it wrong for him to write the song?
Well, it wasn't in my book.
Right.
It wasn't.
But it was in the Educational Arena's book, right?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because it was, quote, nonconformist. It was, like I say, it bordered on sacrilegious. I mean, it was just like, are you kidding me? But what's the difference today? See, I believe in the yesteryear education more than today's education, but I would disagree with that, and I would agree with, I wouldn't agree with changing it to an A, though, just because he made $1 million. What I would do, Kurt, is I wouldn't grade it as an F and use the teacher's position to reject the counterculture. I also wouldn't give it an A because the guy's a rock star now. I'd be more in the middle and say it was a little bit awkward, a little bit weird. I'd probably give him a B or something. It was great effort, great writing, great, you know, but yet it's kind of weird, meaning a lot of it I wouldn't say is proper grammar and stuff like that, right?
Well, certainly not, yeah.
And so, you know, what are we gauging our education on here? Mm-hmm. In other words, what's the criteria? Right? What's the criteria? Yeah. Is it a rejection of the counterculture? Is it embracing anything kids do, no matter how bad it is? Mm. Does it change? Does it change because he's a rock star now? In other words, what if somebody wrote a song today? Right? What would they get?
It's a little bit like Michelangelo or whatever, those famous artists in their time. When they're either dead or pretty close to dead, then they all of a sudden, you know, their stuff's worth a lot, you know. I think, and so that's one of the things you're seeing here now. Boy, there's a whole boatload of people that are covering this story because, hey, this is the kind of story that, a lot of advertisers like, and, you know, I mean, it doesn't even have blood and guts.
But not the take we take or not the focus we have.
Yeah, good point.
Which my response is, what is the education for? What do we consider education to be about, Kurt, and for?
And why do we even think of forcing people to participate in it? Why not, just allow it to be something that they'd participate in?
Have you read the lyrics of this, Kurt?
I don't think I've read the, you know, exact lyrics of it.
What I want you to do is grab the lyrics, you know, if you type in Surfing USA and then type in like AZ lyrics or something into Google, you'll get it. And I want to know what you would give the paper. Okay, now we got hindsight. It's 2020, so I'm not here to necessarily fault the teacher exactly. But I am here to talk about you got a high school kid. He's a little rowdy. You got the counterculture going on.
Yeah.
What would you give it? Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf with me. And then it's a bum bop, dit that it. You know, it's hard to put those things in, I don't know, just reading, right?
Yeah.
I got up this morning, turned on my radio. I was checking on the surfing scene to see if I would go. And when the DJ tells me the surfing's fine, that's when I know my baby and I will have a good time. We're going surfing. Surfing. Right? And it repeats that over and over.
Uh-huh.
All right? Surfing is the only life, the only way for me. Now surf. Surf with me. Right? From the early morning to the middle of the night, anytime the surf is up, the time is right. And when the surf is down to take its place, we'll do the surfer's stomp. It's the latest dance craze. We're going surfing. Right?
I don't see all of those that you're saying in the one that I got.
Well, did you look up AZ Lyrics like I told you? So you probably didn't put in when I told you to, did you?
What
did you type into Google? Tell me your string and I'll tell you if it's
Surfing right. USA Lyrics.
Nope, you got to put AZ Lyrics.
And they're different?
Well, AZ Lyrics is a website, so it's different than just the word lyrics. Yeah,
this
one's a website,
says
one's
Chuck
not.
Chuck Berry wrote this one.
Yeah, but so we're talking
Chuck
about
Chuck Berry write a Surfing USA song? Too?
I don't know. Possibly
I didn't know
so.
He did.
But we're talking about the Beach Boys wrote a paper and got an F, Kurt. Let's talk about this. The plot thickens, if you might say. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
That ain't my style,
said Casey.
Right what?
The umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
I think I'll just ignore it.
And the umpire said,
right to.
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
follow through!
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, for Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today. Yeah, sounds kind of similar, you might say, huh? Come on now, Kurt's right. Chuck Berry didn't sing Surfing USA, but sang a song called Sweet Little 16. There you have it, Chuck Berry singing Sweet Little 16. Ladies and gentlemen, Surfing USA was the lyrics by Brian Wilson for the Beach Boys, just so you know. But it came from the tune of Chuck Berry's Sweet Little 16, and Brian blatantly admits that. He says, hey, I was humming that tune, kind of dig the Chuck Berry tune, and well, man, I all of a sudden had a buddy that was surfing, and pretty soon I had the lyrics, and man, it worked out for my paper, and I turned that sucker in, got an F, and bam, there you go, Kurt. Now, that's how rock and roll's made. Influences from other artists, as you well point out, Kurt, and you're spot on this, but it wasn't Surfing USA. It was Sweet Little 16 that was the tune for Surfing USA. So the lyrics are Brian's, the tune's Chuck Berry's, updated and kind of modified slightly because the Beach Boys had a different style a little bit than Chuck Berry. But anyway, you're right, and there's a link there for sure. Now, Kurt, is that plagiarism?
Well, I don't know, Sam. It's just taking it and changing it around, I guess.
Yeah, is that plagiarism? Some would say yes. I would say no.
I suppose they would say yes.
See, half the plagiarism claims I reject, Kurt, because I would say that, you know what? I don't know that there's hardly any original thoughts these days.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, you think of something, you do something, you believe something, you say something, you write something, you might say, okay, well, Sam, that is uniquely yours because of the placement of, okay. Well, it's uniquely yours or Brian's to take a Chuck Berry tune called Sweet Little 16, change it, modernize it, add a bunch of different lyrics to it, and boom. You know, when do you violate copyright? When do you plagiarize? When do you... I don't even know. But he got an F, and I suspect there was something to do with that manipulation in there, too. But now it's switched to an A. So what if you wrote the song now, Kurt? What would happen?
Mm-hmm. You mean in school?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably politically incorrect.
To surf?
Well, I don't know.
You don't
know.
Belong out there in that water, buddy. You might mess up the environment getting out there on them waves.
Well, that's right. And, you know, you should, you could hurt yourself or
you're darn right
hurt somebody
could.
Else or whatever. And you probably don't have a permit for it. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on.
Now, tell you the reason that I bring this up is because it has modern or current implications, repercussions. I don't know what you call these anyway. There's an Alabama student, Kurt. Harley Barber is her name.
Harley. Oh, is she a motorcycle girl?
I don't know. Her
Barber.
Parents might have
been. So she might be, related to old Haley Barber.
I don't know. You better not say that because Haley won't like this, Kurt. So don't put
Harley
that link in place.
Barber.
Now, she filmed herself in multiple Instagram videos, Kurt.
Oh, darn.
She was dropping racial slurs and dropping the N-word and everything like that. She was dropping all these racial slurs about black people and such. And just so you know, the videos now have since gone viral, Kurt.
That means a whole bunch of people have seen them.
Yeah. Now the school's investigating the videos. And it's a big old to-do. Now, I don't know what color this chick is, Kurt. You might want to type in her name.
I can see her at least... What I'm
she's
seeing,
a white chick, isn't she?
She's a little bit off-white, though.
Kurt.
You know what I mean? So she could be, I don't know. I mean,
Latino?
I don't know her. Latina in this case, yeah.
Latina? Oh, yeah. Okay. Sure.
I don't know.
I've never heard
sure.
of women being called Latina, though. Right?
Latina?
When they talk about, yeah, they don't say Latina. They say Latino, whether it's a male or female, when it comes to their race or their ethnic, right?
Okay.
I mean, I've never heard, you know. I'm not saying it's not Latinan if you want to get Spanishly correct. Is that linguistically correct? I'm just telling you, they usually talk about people are Latino. They don't really say Latinan, really. I'm not saying it's never said. I'm just telling you, in America, they just don't say that. Hey, you want to go to a Latinan dance?
No, it would be, in her case, you'd be talking about a Latina, whereas a... guy would be a Latino.
Yeah, but what about when we talk about the general ethnic category here?
Well,
is there
she's
a separate one
American.
For a girl? How do you know she's an American? Kurt? How do you know she's not an illegal?
Point. Yeah, good point.
See, I don't know. I'm just telling you, they call those folks from Latin countries usually Latinos, even if they're female.
Okay.
Because it's like a racial general category, and male and female, you know. All right, now, it's like kind of like saying... him or he when you mean the human race. Like, for example, I might say, you know, he's the chairman of something.
You know, yeah, but I really you're not supposed to do that anymore.
Right.
You know.
So, anyway, I would just use this Latino term. I know it's very American and very hostile to their culture and everything. I don't mean to be, but you know me. Anyway, I bring all this up, though, because black people can do this all the time, Kurt. Their songs are filled with the N-word. They're filled with vulgarities. They're filled with the rape culture and the abuse culture of women. I mean, big time. Almost every one of their songs got that stuff in it. Now, you look at that, and I kind of go, all right, Brian Wilson wrote Surfing USA. I know it was simpler back then. Look, the biggest problems in the schools back in the day was like chewing gum and talking, right?
Yep.
And writing songs like Surfing USA was like, whoa, crazy. But now you got this chick dropping these N-words and these hostile videos. You got black people doing it. And if a black person does it, it's a term of endearment and love. And, hey, that's just the way they treat their women. But if a white person does, it's a problem. How does that all work? And, well, I got a question. Let's say this Harley girl becomes super popular, Kurt, becomes a rock star in her own right. 50 years later. Think they'll change her F to an A?
I'm not sure, Sam, but I suppose
is this the discrimination?
She could do like here's what she needs to do. Remember Robert Byrd from West Virginia?
Oh yeah, she's got to jettison her horrible heritage. She'll be all
right. Well, you know, yeah, but one of the key things he did was he gave $10 million to the NAACP. And what that did was it got him out of purgatory. See, it just moved him right up. You know what I mean? So then he was, a great pal of Hillary's and everybody else. You just have to ante up enough to, erase your sins. This girl apparently is, even though she's down in Alabama, I guess she's from New Jersey, Sam.
At least her mom. Chicks rolling down there from Jersey to Bama, and then you got what, you know. So is this racist against her to attack her? You know, what if a black person wrote that or did that kind of stuff, Kurt? Do you think they'd be attacking them the same way?
No, I don't. I think there's not equal justice.
In fact, you might give the black person an A for effort in this case, Kurt.
Because they've been held down and, beaten up by society. And, so you can't be treating them the same way,
Well, is it fake news to give this Brian Wilson guy an A 50 years later? Or fake news when you gave him an F years ago?
Yes.
Or is this propaganda hate against this girl, Harley Barber, is it fake news, Kurt?
Good point.
Or if I reported, is it the truth? Neither of them are fake news. All of it's true news because he did get an F back in the day. He does have an A now. She did do this video, but I submit to you that it's not as reported. Meaning look, is she allowed to say the N-word? Let's just ask that question. Is she allowed to say the N-word?
At least I think she should be, because we're talking about an America where we should have freedom of speech.
I know, but what if it's like horrible and you feel bad and you don't like the term, Kurt?
Well, just get over it.
She should be able to use this phrase, not because we agree with using it, but because we believe in the First Amendment free speech that doesn't apply to our manipulated or twisted or whatever interpretation of it, right? In other words, she should be able to say this if she wants to. Now, she can release these videos. The university can do what they want to. I get all that. But I also get that I'm convinced that if she wasn't white, or I don't know if you want to call her Latina or Latino or whatever the heck she is, I don't know how to gauge what she is. I don't really care. I think Kurt's right. If she's not illegal and she's here, then she's an American no matter what her, quote, ethnic origins are. And I'm not defending her use of those words, but I'm defending her right to use them. I'm going to say that again because this needs to be very, very clearly stated. I am not defending her use of those words, but I am defending her right to use them. And the reason that I say that is because a lot of people don't like the words we say when we talk about God, family, and country. When we talk about the protection of life, liberty, and property. When we talk about, hey, when catastrophes happen, that God's in charge of the weather. And oftentimes God punishes his people when we turn our backs on him. And, a lot of people would take issue with that. And anyway, I want her right to free speech and my right to free speech to both be protected, even if we disagree with each other. I don't even know this girl. But it's interesting how these two stories tie together. Let's talk about it in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, ladies and gentlemen. If you want raw honey delivered directly to your door at a discount, become a Give Me Liberty Fund member. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Then get a hold of Kurt Crosby, and he'll get you set up with raw honey delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or smile and dial 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. For raw honey. So Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson, for writing Surfing USA, got an F on his paper back in the 60s. 50 years later, they turned it into an A. He made over $1 million on the, quote, song. It is a Little Sweet 16 Chuck Berry tune with new lyrics that created the song. An Alabama student, Harley Barber, I guess she filmed herself in multiple videos using slurs against black people, the N-word and everything else, and now the university's looking into it down there in Alabama. Now, I'm not for her doing that. I'm not here to blow up the education system in America, unless you say it's the government system. That's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. I'd shut that down in an instant. But I do want to mention, though, that, you know, what are we educating towards? What is our goal? Are we trying to create independent individuals? Are we trying to create folks that are self-reliant, folks that are entrepreneurs and people that are businessmen and think outside the box and, you know, the American ideal? Or are we trying to create drones? I mean, human kind of robot and clones kind of thing, right? What are we trying to produce out of our education system? And I think the goals are different based on if you're talking about private and homeschool versus government school, etc. But I find it interesting that back in the 60s, they gave this guy, Brian Wilson, an F on the paper. Now it's an A. This lady now being investigated, this Alabama student, Holly Barber, they're going to give her the kibosh because I think she's white or close to white anyway. And I think that she's not allowed to use the N-word in her videos and use these, quote, racial slurs. But I'm telling you, there's black people doing videos, songs, and all kinds of things where this is just commonplace. You bring all that up and you say, you know what? The thought police are in full force. Even Donald Trump agrees with that point. Trump gave out his fake news awards now. Did you see this, Kurt?
Yeah, I knew that he did. I don't think I watched it or, you know, anything.
You don't have all the results, heard the details, Kurt?
No.
You're supposed to gather that immediately right away and be ready to deliver that to the public. Come on. All right, I did it, ladies and gentlemen. I got her done. Trump fake news awards. The honors went to, do you want to guess, Kurt?
CNN.
Yeah, they're second.
Oh, wow. They were second. So, I don't know, CBS?
The New York Times. New York Times was first, CNN second. ABC, The Washington Post, Time, and Newsweek round out the top few. So I thought that'd be interesting. The Donald bringing that out. The media is all in absolutely panicked response to this, Kurt.
Wow.
And here's what's fascinating. Everybody says that it doesn't matter what Trump says. Nobody's interested. Everybody thinks Trump's a loser. That's how they pitch it, right? But did you know when these awards got released on the GOP website, Kurt, the website just promptly crashed? You want to know why?
Sure.
Everybody and their dog was so interested in the results, everybody went there at the same time and the site couldn't handle it.
Very good.
Yeah. There you go. I just find that fascinating. So they can tell you how, what, unpopular the Donald is, Kurt?
Yeah.
But he creates good this point. Kind of media awards thing, and everybody's so, you know, disenchanted with the fake news, the manipulations of the press, to the point where he creates these fake news awards, and everybody wants to go see so many that they just crash the website. It just can't even handle the traffic. Then they run around and tell you how unpopular the Donald is and how wrong-headed his views are and how he's just a crazy, whacked-out goofball, and that's what they run around and tell you. But I got a question, I think. Does that mean that most Americans think the same way as Donald does on this issue, Kurt?
I think that's what it means.
I think we have certifiably documented now that the mainstream press is the ones that are whacked out and need mental assistance, and they're the ones that are just so out of touch with reality that it's not even funny. They're all in a panic over this. They mock the Donald over this. People are so interested in it, they shut down the website. People think different than the mainstream press. When will the mainstream press get this, Kurt? Or will they ever get it?
The reason they're doing that, Sam, is they're against those principles, those ideas. And so they're trying hard to take President Trump down.
So what's worse, to go surfing, to drop the N-word in your video, or to literally create this absolute unified vitriol against the President of the United States because you disagree with him on policy? What's worse?
That's a tough question.
Man, All right. Switching gears, yesterday we talked about President Russell M. Nelson begins service as the 17th president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And he has two counselors. The first counselor is Dallin H. Oaks, and the second counselor is Henry B. Eyring. Even the mainstream press getting in on this news, Kurt, so they at least did that. Donald Trump found to be of sound mind and body. Press is melting down over that. White House Dr. Ronnie Jackson confirmed that President Trump is perfectly healthy, but the conspiracy theorists in the press are saying that the doctor's hiding something. And I guess, interestingly enough, Bloomberg reporter Shannon Pettypiece slurred her own words while asking why Donald slurred his words, and does that mean something's wrong with the president? Kind of ironic. So what's worse, slurring your words while you're talking about the Donald slurring his words, while you're questioning if there's some deception by this doctor and questioning the news from the White House doctor, while at the same time you're, you know, attacking the Beach Boys for writing a song? It's just interesting. Bannon's facing two subpoenas, but doesn't he have the right to remain silent? Mm-hmm. By the way, a veteran has a use for the empty chairs left by the Democrats who don't want to attend the Donald's State of the Union address. Veterans say, we'll gladly fill those chairs. We'll gladly tell the mainstream press and the haters on the left how grateful we are for Donald's leadership, for the troops, and, in protection of veterans and et cetera, et cetera. They're ready to go in droves to support the president, Kurt.
Wow.
Feds are now collecting record income taxes through December, but it's still not enough. They got a massive deficit going on.
Yeah, because they're spending too much.
That's for sure. What's worse then? Saying the N-word in your video or spending too much of the people's money that you stole? Huh? Oh. UK supermarket chain becomes first in the world to remove plastic packaging from all of its products, private label products. Kurt's wise to question, what are they packaging them in, huh? All right, second hour, our guest, James Edwards, the politicalcesspool.org radio program, joined us. We talked about Jesse Jackson just gave an award to the journalist that beat James Edwards in court. Why? For calling James a KKK leader, even though it was a lie, and getting away with it in court. I guess Monica Lewinsky's in the news. I guess
well, Monica Lewinsky blamed Matt Drudge.
Yes,
yeah.
Go ahead.
We celebrated the 20th anniversary of that.
I didn't celebrate.
Wonderful event. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not celebrating when the president goes rogue on his wife and cheats and commits adultery in front of the whole nation. But hey, anyway, Lewinsky blames Matt Drudge because he's the one that reported it again. What's worse, the mainstream press and their lies, their manipulated fake news, or Drudge reporting the truth about the president that eventually culminated in impeachment?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Good point.
McCain's last regret, voting against making Martin Luther King Day a holiday. He says that's his biggest regret. Ooh, man. The Department of Homeland Security recommends arrests for sanctuary city leaders, writes Chuck Ross. We also talked about the depictions of moms in traditional roles banned in ads over in the UK. They say that it can lead to mental and physical harm, writes Breitbart. And I just find that fascinating. What I guess the worst thing of all is them moms in traditional roles. I mean, of all the problems we've got in America today, Kurt, that's probably got to be the worst one, don't you think?
Well,
them moms in traditional roles, and that's crazy. It could lead to mental anguish.
Yeah, maybe this girl that we were talking about earlier would, you know, not do some of those things. I mean, she might try to act like a good mom.
If she had a mom that did those things?
Well, yeah.
I hope she does, but if she doesn't, your point's well taken. It's kind of like, man, if people put up them Ten Commandments like Roy Moore wants, everybody might actually think about them and think about them, and then the Lord might influence them to obey them. And could you imagine what would happen in America?
See the dangerousness of that, Yeah, her mom said,
the Beach Boy tune started it all.
She never did this, Yeah, good point.
So her mom taught her for her mom's chagrin, huh?
Yes, she is. Her mom was upset.
Well, do you blame her?
No.
I don't blame her. I think the mom's right. But I'm also going to protect her free speech, even though I don't endorse the speech. I reject what she's saying. I just think that she has the right to say it is all.
Good point.
All right. When we get back, we're going to talk about Bitcoin. Folks are melting down over Bitcoin, Kurt, and other cryptocurrencies. We'll talk about it. I warned people to stay away from that stuff, Kurt. But they got a way to help you if you're melting down over this. I'll tell you about it in seconds. Hang tight.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, the news is everywhere. Fake news is everywhere. I guess Bitcoin and other virtual currency prices decline as bubble deflates is the headline. The falling prices, believe it or not, have been serious enough to prompt online postings of suicide hotlines for virtual currency investors who are in despair. They say it's really bad for those who took out debt to jump on the crazed bandwagon, Kurt. You want to respond to this one?
Well, yeah, I was reading one story from Fortune.com about a couple of, a couple of twins. I think that's kind of saying it twice. But anyway, they're called the Winklevoss twins. Have you ever heard of them?
I've heard of the Thompson twins, Kurt, but not the Winklevoss.
I've never heard of the Winklevoss twins, but according to Fortune.com, they've lost nearly $1 billion in the Bitcoin meltdown. Now, apparently, if you didn't know who they were, like me, they became famous, they say, for trying and failing to gain control of Facebook after they alleged that it had been appropriated from them. And so they got, they got some cash for that. I guess they got a settlement and, they invested heavily, into Bitcoin. I guess 4 years ago, they put $11 million into Bitcoin and, they haven't reportedly, they say, sold a single one. They're still sitting on them. The Bitcoin value as of, I guess, early today was, $11,854, somewhere in that range. That puts their estimated value of their holdings at $1.4 billion. But, according to, where it was at 20,000 or something, they've lost some cash there, Sam. So. Sorry about that, Bitcoin, Winklevoss twins.
Well, all I can tell you, Curtis, I've been warning against this.
Yes, you have.
And the reason and that just I have...
Like, just like the stock market, you don't necessarily condone people to dump all their money into there. You know?
No, of course not. And again, if you would have put a little bit of money into Bitcoin and said, hey, you know what, I got 50 different things that I put my money in for diversity or for whatever you want to call it.
Yes, sir.
What's the word that they use when you expand your portfolio or whatever you do? It's
Yeah, I think diversity is a word,
Yeah, there's another word that fits it better. But anyway, if you put a little bit of money into Bitcoin and say, hey, I'll just see how it goes, and a little bit of money into stocks and say, I'll see how it goes, and a little bit of money into gold and silver and a little bit of money into food and getting out of debt, and you're prudent in your, portfolio or whatever, you're prudent at, I'm okay with all that. I'm not saying that Bitcoin's the end of the world. What I'm saying is that when you hope for a big windfall, that's the speculative details that I'm warning against. Okay? They say falling prices prompt suicide hotlines for investors in despair. Now, you shouldn't invest so much that you end up in despair over it.
Right.
And you certainly shouldn't borrow money for it.
Good point.
And so I hope people kind of take what I have to say seriously. Look, I'm not trying to, shut you down and make sure you're just like super poor or anything. But I do want to protect investments, and I do want people to think about things in realistic ways. In other words, if you're interested in a speculative bubble for windfalls of profit, you're going to get disappointed more times than you're going to get a win by far. And even if you get a win, there's no telling that it'll do what you hope. Most people that win the lottery end up broke just a few years later, and their lives are wrecked as a result. Go study history if you don't believe me on this. Okay, now, I'm not against slow but sure, profits and prosperity based on sound principles, and I'm not against people getting wealthy. As long as we use our wealth for God's purposes, then I think it's fine. But that's kind of the line that I would draw personally, Kurt. All right, anything else on this Bitcoin stuff?
Oh, I think that pretty well covers it, unless you... Oh, one thing I will say this is they lost a lot more money in Bitcoin than I did. I haven't lost a single penny in Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Neither have I, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, part of the reason is because we're so poor, though. If we had a lot of money, we might have put a couple of bucks in there.
Good point.
I would have, I know. I'm not against it. This is the thing. Everybody thinks I'm just absolutely hardcore against it. No, I'm not. I just want to be realistic about the fact that it's a fiat currency, first of all. Let's be clear. Fiat currencies are always a bust.
Yeah.
However, that doesn't mean that if I had a lot of money, I wouldn't put a little bit in. I would. I'd play in there for fun with a little bit of money, but I wouldn't put myself at risk. I certainly wouldn't go into debt, and I certainly wouldn't be so in despair that I'm ready to commit suicide over it. I'll tell you that right now.
Uh-huh.
So be cautious. Be careful, ladies and gentlemen. The more speculative it is, in my opinion, the more you ought to leave it alone. Now, I guess Donald Trump is in the news, and he's facing a mental aptitude test or whatever, Kurt. You had this piece?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as I could tell...
I guess he aced the test.
Yeah, he did really well. And this test I thought was interesting. This is the source is the Canadian Press. But, you know, the headline reads, Donald Trump aces mental aptitude test designed by an immigrant to Canada. So, you know, I didn't
know. Hold on a minute. The guy left the United States for Canada?
Well, I'm not saying that. The guy was an immigrant to Canada.
Oh, so he came from some other country to Canada.
Anywhere. Yeah.
So wait a minute. Why are we taking tests for our American president that's from a guy that's an immigrant to Canada for?
Well, you know, it's... I just didn't know that, you know.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I just thought it was interesting information. You know what I mean, Sam?
Interesting that Donald's all against the immigrants, and then this is an immigrant to Canada that gave the test, or that created the test.
Well, and I have heard him say that he's not.
Oh, wait a minute, Kurt. He's not all against the immigrants? I thought that the absolute belligerent, in-your-face, hostile drumbeat was that he was.
I
Is
guess
that all
he's
fake news, Kurt?
This was a Lebanese immigrant to Canada. And the source is the Toronto Star, Sam.
So you're telling me that the Donald's not as hate-filled towards the immigrants as the mainstream drumbeat is, Kurt?
I
want you to believe
so.
It's just all fake news?
Yes, sir.
By the way, I think Donald identified who's the leaders of that, too, right?
Yes, sir.
New York Times, CNN,
CNN,
ABC, right. The Washington Post, Time, and Newsweek round out the top six, just to point out the reality check.
Cool.
You know, the most friendly news services, who would you point to, Kurt, besides Liberty Roundtable Live? You know.
Well, you got WorldNet Daily.
WND.com.
You know. Yeah, you know, I'd probably put Drudge in there.
I would, DrudgeReport.com.
You know, yeah, you know, and you've got Daily Caller.
DailyCaller.com.
Yeah, you know.
I'd put Newser.
There's a number. It's
Newser.com
the new
in there.
Media. Yeah, there you go. The new media taking center stage.
I'd put Breitbart in there, Kurt.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Put CNS News in there.
Yeah, good point.
Who else would you put?
I don't know. I like all those.
Would you put Fox, Kurt?
I guess so. You know, I'd probably put one foot in and one foot out for Fox.
Yeah, I'm just saying that kind of is the edges of what I would start to put in there. You know who else I'd put, Kurt?
Who?
I'd put Russia Today.
Well, I'd put InfoWars as well in there.
Yeah, you could put InfoWars in there. That's right.
Yeah,
who else, Kurt? Anybody else?
All that comes to mind right now.
I would have put Ben Swan's news feed in there, but they took him down over the Pizzagate scenario.
That's right.
You know who else I'd put in there, Kurt? I'd put The Blaze in there.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I think they're good.
Uh-huh.
Right? By the way, I'll give you the example. The top headline on The Blaze to make the point. Actress, her name is Bridget Barr. I guess it's Bardot? I don't know.
Bardot.
Bardot.
Yeah.
Okay,
Bridget
I guess it's
Bardot
French.
Bardot is how it's a
Bridget
French
Bardot.
Word.
All right.
Yeah.
No wonder I'm thinking of Bardot bars, and maybe I'm dyslexic. And I, anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
I had never even heard of Bardot bars.
She says, quote, number sign Me Too. In other words, the Me Too hashtag, right, Kurt?
Yeah, that's the whole
Says thing. That these actresses are hypocritical and ridiculous, Kurt.
Oh, boy. She's going to
get some
she's
a French
heat.
Actress. She says that, hey, this is ridiculous. They're hypocritical and ridiculous because of their accusations.
Uh-huh.
Why does she say this, Kurt?
Brigitte Bardot. I don't know. She wants some news media coverage?
Well, no. The 83-year-old actress indicated that women share a portion of responsibility for what happens.
Really?
Okay, actresses would often flirt with these high executives and do things to garner these executive roles. But then later they would cry sexual harassment.
Uh-huh.
A lot of actresses would, quote, play the tease with producers to get the role. And oftentimes
really?
When a, you know, man invites the girl to his, you know, hotel room or whatever to get, she knows full well what's going on. She knows it's not a pure, quote, business deal like you'd make at the office. And when we focus on these type of allegations, it only distracts from more important themes at hand. For example, actresses in these situations, for the most part, are hypocritical and ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The 1960s sex symbol also
That's
admitted
her.
That she's
we're
never...
talking
yeah,
about her.
Yeah, we're talking about her. She says she's never felt victimized.
Uh-huh.
She retired back in 73 after a 20-year career. And she wow. thought it was nice to receive compliments on her appearance. Anyway, it goes on and on and on, but I bring this up because is the mainstream press reporting this? No. But the Blaze is.
Good point.
You know. Any other websites to mention, Kurt?
I can't think of any right now, but those are a good, pretty good batch.
Yeah.
The new media is taking center stage, ladies and gentlemen. The old media is going away, in my opinion.
There's a lot of good stuff in the news. There's a lot of people doing a lot of good things. The new media is taking center stage. Right?
Yeah.
What Really Happened is a great news site as well. Our buddy Michael Ribeiro.
Yeah. Good point.
All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hour one in the can, two coming up. Donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com. This